Wanderlust, Book 2, Edgewood Series, written by Karen McQuestion, narrated by Austin Gray and Alan Hart.
1. Nadia. Waiting in the shadows felt like a kind of slow death. All the while, I hoped and prayed he'd come home soon. The moon shone overhead, and a slight breeze kept me cool. As usual, I wore my black sweatshirt with the hood up. I never showed my face if I could help it. Every night, since I'd discovered I could astral project, I'd visited Russ in his bedroom, something which my mother would have considered inappropriate if she had known, even though it was pretty innocent since my body stayed behind. That particular evening started off as it normally did. Around 10:30, I'd said goodnight to my parents, stopping to give them each a kiss on the cheek, as was required.
"Go right to sleep, Nadia."
My mother didn't even look up from her knitting.
"When I come up, I don't want to see your light on."
"Yes, Mother."
"Good night, hon,"
Dad said absentmindedly, cleaning his glasses on the front of his shirt. He was a mild-mannered man, as much a prisoner of my mother's moods as I was. I went up the stairs to my room, eager to get started, but I had to wait until my parents were asleep, having learned from experience that my mother could check on me at any time, disrupting the process and yanking me back into my body. It seemed like it took them forever to get ready to settle down for the night. Very late, I heard their snores across the hall and knew it was safe. I eagerly closed my eyes and willed my spirit to rise up and travel to Russ's house. Even though I'd done it multiple times, I wasn't entirely sure how it worked, any more than I could explain how text messages travel between phones. It didn't matter. Projecting freed me from my life and took me to Russ Becker. That's all I cared about. My spirit soared below clouds and over rooftops, instinctively taking me where I wanted to go. I entered his room like a ghost. No mass, no form, no body, just my essence. Able to see and hear not just noises, but thoughts as well. Our friend Mallory thought it was creepy and made me promise not to astral project to her anymore. But Russ liked my visits. The two of us had a connection like I'd never experienced. Lately, our meetings were my only reason for living. Except he wasn't in his room when I arrived. His bed was empty and the lights were off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?